Second song is 474.
Thank you.
Jedediah and have our devotions.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's good to be here tonight. I'm enjoying the so far. Music is something that I kind of enjoy. I love, even though I don't sing that much. I grew up singing, and it's just been a big part, well, pretty much my whole life has been revolved around singing. It started, just for a little bit of a quick history on my singing. My grandpa, on my dad's side, he sang a long time ago, and all the way up till about a month or two before he died, he sang pretty much almost every other Sunday, if not every Sunday, at his church. Specials. And so he sang a lot. And then, of course, before that, my dad and his brother and grandma and grandpa all sang in a group. And then when dad, sometime in there, dad started singing with another quartet. And mom, so it was my mom and my dad both sang before they were married, sang that quartet, and they had two other people, friends of theirs. And then they got married, and then they became a duet. Well, they became a duet, and they sang for a while, and then one by one, we had as we were growing up, when I was about probably seven, my brother was older, 1 year older than me, and I had twin sisters younger than me, and so we was all about the same age, and we pretty much got to sing a solo pretty much every time they sang, each one of us. And it just kept going and going and going and going and going until we sang pretty much all the time. And so singing's been a big thing. And I don't know music. We all sang by ear. And so it's just a real blessing to have that heritage. I remember getting around pretty much every Christmas, Thanksgiving, any time that we got together with our grandpa, there was always, we spent probably at least 30 minutes to an hour singing almost every time. And so it's a great heritage to have, and I think I'm continuing that heritage on a little. My children are pretty good singers, and they like to sing too, and so it's a wonderful thing to sing. For devotion, that's just short history on my scene, but for devotion, I like to look at a couple of psalms. David wrote a lot of psalms, and kind of what we're doing tonight, he wrote a lot about. And so if you would, let's go, I'm going to look about four or five verses, so we'll start out with Psalms 9:2, and we'll just go through them real quickly. I'm sure there's more, these are just a few that I kind of picked out. But he says the same thing pretty much almost every time. And so let's start with Psalms 9, verse 2. It says, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O thou most high. Then we'll turn over to 98. Psalms 98. Well, let's go to 96 first. We'll just go in order. 96, 1 and 2 says, O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all ye earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. And 98, verse 4, says, Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praises. Sing unto the Lord with the harp, and with the voice of the psalms. And then Psalms 109. I have a bookmarker there, but can't find it. There we go. Psalms 109. Let me find it. 109. I wrote everything down. Sure, version. All right, well, I can't find that one. Let's get down. What I really wanted to get to is 100, Psalms 100. Psalm 100 is we memorized at home in our school. When I was a child, we memorized Psalms 1, Psalms 115, or Psalms 1 and Psalms 115 and Psalms 100. And so I'd like to read the whole thing of Psalms 100. And it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." And it just seems like David really got into the thought of, you know, making a joyful noise or singing unto the Lord who saved us. We are to serve the Lord with gladness, you know, and we're supposed to come before his presence with singing. And I think singing is a very important part of our Christian life, is singing, but not only singing, but being joyful and being glad and happy. And so I just pray that as we sing tonight, that we will lift our voices to him, and that we will not hold back, but just know that we are singing to our God who saved us. And so that's just my prayer for each one of us this evening, that we would, you know, we would sing with our whole hearts, and that look forward to what's all the singing that's going to be going on this evening. And I just want to thank him for everything he's done, you know, in our lives. We have it so good here in America compared to other people that are suffering, and I really need reminded every day to be joyful, because sometimes I can get down. But if we sing and we can be joyful and encourage those around us, and it'll encourage us. So with that, let's stand for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord, and we thank you for your love and your goodness to us. Thank you for the blessing of being able to come out, Lord, tonight, and to sing praises unto you. I just pray be with each of the groups, and pray be with all of us here, Lord, that we will lift up our voices in song, Lord, to praise your name and your Son. And just pray, Lord, that you just keep us as we go throughout this evening and this next week. Just thank you so much for your many blessings. In Jesus' name pray. Amen.
Number 633.
Praise to God.
Jonathan is going to have children's class, so if you guys want to move back a little bit. Oh, right here? Okay. All right.
Okay, let's take our Christian hymnal and turn to page 200. I love to tell a story. Page 200.
My theme. I love to tell the story. This lesson to repeat. What seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet.
Thank you. At this time, Mark has a group, so we'll go ahead and do Mark's group.
Days dying in the west. shadows fall, heart of love enfolding all through the glory and the grace of the stars that veil thy face, our hearts ascend. Holy, 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 holy.
Next song will be 528.
Yeah.
Okay, Micah has a group that'll sing a couple songs for us.
Song is Alpha and Omega, and it talks about just who God is. The second song is going to be called God Be With You. So.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Let's turn to page 196. Page 196. Christian hymnal. Onward, Christian soldiers.
That's what we're called to be.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Like a mighty army, moves the Church of God. Brothers, we are
page 187, and on the last verse or the last chorus, however you want to do it, the chorus can come up.
Bring in the sheaves.
sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontide and the dewy evening, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing.
If you don't already have it, it's knocking at the door. Thank you.
Patiently joining me, and just
Can you listen on the second verse? Ladies sing the alto again. You want to go straight to the last verse, no chorus? I have one or more of you guys sing melody on the last verse. Actually, no, let's do something. Second verse down of the chorus, which has soprano, alto, and tenor. Bass joint on the chorus. Second verse.
Well, that's all we have for this evening, so we'll turn the rest of the time to one of the ministers.